Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 26th and the whole week ahead. Your ruling planet Venus is going to move into Leo, and that certainly is fortuitous over the next few weeks if you're considering a house move, making changes to the home where you're living, or anything to do with decor, fabrics or total refurbishment. It's a very good time to find harmony, peace and tranquility where you live. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday there was a Sun conjunct Mercury in the sign of Virgo. Now that's your fifth house, which is to do with creativity, love and anything connected with children. So there'll be a lot of thoughts now that you're harboring about young people. Might be that they're starting off in a new school world, or there's certain things which need to be dealt with and sorted out. But because Mercury is retrograde, it's not a good time to make choices and decisions over youngsters. Here's your Monday stars. Now, earlier on in the week, at the weekend, the Sun conjunct Mercury, but Mercury is moving backwards. And that means that there's certain things you need to consider when it comes to your love life and anything to do with young people, whether they're your own offspring or others. This is a very good time to gather facts and forage for information, because then you can make a great decision, but not quite yet. And here's your Tuesday stars. With the moon in the sign of Sagittarius, this is quite a sexy position for you. However, there are complications and things can get quite complex. If you're involved in anything intimate at the moment, then you need to be very aware that there are certain difficulties with desires and passions, feelings and emotions. This is not a good time to push anyone's buttons, and certainly not a good time for anyone to push yours. And here's your Wednesday stars. If you've got to deal with anything concerning money, and especially where there is a joint account or where you are dependent on someone or they're dependent on you when it comes to cash, this is a very good time to sort out all matters of red tape and anything contractual or agreements, whether it's inheritance or insurance. All of these things should be looked at and looked into now. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, as Mercury waddles back into the sign of Leo, over the next couple of weeks with Mercury retrograde and then moving forwards, it's going to be a touch and go period when it comes to home and family affairs. Mercury very often means younger people, especially teenagers, more than anything else. So there could well be difficulties, there could even be confrontations during this period when it comes to you and a young person at home, because communications are not good. And here's your Friday stars. Stick the moon in the sign of Capricorn and you've got a very fated feel to this Friday. There's certain things that can happen and can be very good for you. But you may resist doing certain things with some people simply because you don't feel it's right. But you know what? With the stars around you now, you will be guided into the right place and into a right situation when it comes to you and somebody else. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.